Monday through Thursday, we go through a batch, and then on Fridays, we try and see which one we like the best. Here's Joke of the Week number one. Hey, Dave, did you know I have a talent for identifying birds?
Really? That's impressive.
Well, to be fair, Dave, it's actually pretty easy. If it's got a beak and flies, it's a bird. Joke of the Week number two. Scientists are studying the effects of cannabis on seabirds. They say they will leave no turn unstoned. Which of these do you like the best? Here's Joke of the Week number three. Let's take a moment to recognize the true heroes of this past holiday season.
Our men and women in uniform?
Elastic waistbands. Dave, you may have been right. I think it's our men and women in uniform. But hey, how about them elastic waistbands? Joke of the Week number four. Whenever I get some food stuck in my throat, I find I'm able to clear it by drinking a cold beer. It's a process I call the Heineken maneuver. Dr. Most does not recommend that. Here's Joke of the Week number five. Hey, here's a quick test to see who loves you more, wife or the dog. Lock them both in the trunk of your car for an hour, and then see which one is happy to see you when you open it back up. That is an awful joke. Why would they say that on the radio? Here's Joke of the Week number six. Dave, yesterday I ate all of my cheese, so now I'm pretty sad.
Really? It's that big a deal?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's not warm when she's away.
That's not our last musical joke, but that one made me chuckle. Here's Joke of the Week number seven. Hey, Dave, what do the Super Bowl and a doctor's office have in common?
I don't know what.
Aaron Rodgers won't get a shot at either. I did take some consolation when the Packers lost their last game. We didn't talk about this much, but I'm like, okay, the Bears were what the Bears were this year, but yes, Aaron Rodgers. I guess Detroit owns Aaron then, right, Dave? Is that how that works?
They beat him twice this year. But I didn't hear them say that.
They should have. The mayor of Detroit should have said that. Here's Joke of the Week number eight. Hey, Dave, I was at my favorite bakery, and they told me they're not going to make French bread any longer.
Really? Why, John?
They said French bread is already long enough, Dave. That's a different version of one of our all-time favorite jokes.
Indeed.
That's a fun joke. Joke of the Week number nine. I saw a man throwing Italian rice dishes at people in the street. I said, hey, there's no need to risotto violence. Listen to this one carefully now. Here's Joke of the Week number 10. Guy walks into a bar in Canada, sees an animal head hanging on the wall, and asks the bartender what it was. The bartender says, a moose. Guy says, holy cow, how big are your cats here? Remember, he was in Canada.
Yeah.
Joke of the Week number 11. I didn't have time to take my morning jog today.
Don't you say that every day.
It's a running joke. Number 12. Botanists have crossed the dill plant with a rose bush. They said be cautious as the new plant will produce dill prickles. Now that's just fun. That's just a fun little joke. Here's Joke of the Week number 13. Hey, Dave, how do you round up 18 cats?
20.
Thank you. Maybe not the funniest joke of the week, but by God, we got it right. We had a commitment to telling the joke correctly, and that took us 2 days. And by that, I mean it took me 2 days. Here's Joke of the Week number 14. Being a Marine is brutal. First day of boot camp, they cut your hair without so much as a, what are we thinking today? I'd like a little off the top, but if you could leave, kind of give me that that ponytail thing in the back. I think that'd be awesome. Okay, here's our final joke of the week. Hey, Dave, here's some good books for you to read.
Please.
I've got some good books for you. Read this one. How to Cook a Hot Dog by Frank Furter.
No.
And have you read Cry Wolf by Al Armus?
No.
How about I'm Fine by Howard Yu? That was Howard Yu. Hey, Dave, have you read Seabirds by Albatross?
No.
Read this book, Dave. It's excellent. Teach Me by I Want to Know. Have you read I'm Surprised by Omer Gosh?
No.
And here's Golly Gosh, which was written, as you know, by G. Wiz.
Really?
It was G. Period Wiz.
No more, John.
Here's A History of Precipitation by Wayne Dwobbs.